I'd like to, Chair, this is Myla. May
yes.
I be recognized? I'd like to call for a vote on the motion.
Okay, is the body okay with proceeding to a vote? Because, you know, we don't really call the question easily in committees, but we did a lot of other business. So.
I was, William here, I was just going to repeat, you can't call the question in committee.
Okay. But we can't, but I'm asking if there are any objections to proceeding to a vote. I don't hear one, so we're going to go ahead and get some of the other motions. Carol Wolfley on the motion as a whole?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Teresa on the motion as a whole, yes.
Teresa Allen from KPFT says yes.
Yes. Okay, Violetta Diamond?
No.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
D.D. Halleck, are you here? Still not. William Heerwagon?
I vote no.
Thank you. Adelia? Still not here. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes.
Myla Reason?
Myla Reason from KPFK votes yes.
Sean Rhodes?
No.
Minerva Sanders, are you here? Is there Lily Kimura?
Yes.
Okay, chair votes no. All right, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no. So the motion is carried. We're going to go on to the agenda. There are several other motions that were in the...
I have 6. How many people are here?
11.
11.
Okay.
Carol, for the stack.
Hang on. I want to go on to the agenda. I want to call it out to people who might not hear it on the stream. There are several other motions that were raised in relation to the previous discussions we've had, and so that's the next thing on the agenda, which is fundraising.
I just have one point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order?
I wanted to know, what is the process for once the body passes a motion for that to go to the PMB?
Well, normally I think the secretary of the committee sends it to the secretary of the PMB, but I'll do that since we don't have a secretary at the moment. We also do have directors on the committee, so I assume any one of them could also bring it up.
Thank you.
Okay, so based on the discussion, I did write up a fundraising motion. Move that the election committee recommends to the PNB to launch an immediate and ongoing off-air membership drive with high-quality design and implementation, focusing on identifying supporters and allies with influence in mass membership organizations and communities in general alignment with Pacifica's mission to seek and encourage large-scale enrollment of their members as listener sponsor members of Pacifica stations. Further move that the election committee recommends to the PMB that it mandate a series of twice-monthly national days of special programming beginning in August and continuing to and through the November elections, focusing on overcoming voter suppression and other threats to democracy, and on suppression and censorship of critical social, economic, and political issues not being sufficiently addressed in corporate media coverage of the elections, to raise funds nationally to help balance Pacifica's books and fund the already delayed delegate elections. So I guess I'll say that that's my motion, and is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Who is that? Please, you know, I have a, kind of a scratchy phone, and then people don't always recognize who's speaking.
It was Violetta and Vanessa, but it was Violetta first.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Violetta. So I can motivate it unless maybe there's no objection to the motion.
Well, I think you should motivate it. I do have some questions.
All right. Sure, I'll motivate it. I think that I'm speaking from the perspective at KPFK, which is that we have been in the last 2 years, I would say, maybe longer, we've been in Fund Drive more often than we've had regular programming. We had, under our previous general manager, before the last string of general managers and interim general managers that we had, when we still had a program director and a general manager, we had, I believe, 200 days of Fund Drive in the previous fiscal year. And we're probably approaching that again this year. But I think that we have to find methods of raising funds off air, and I think this is a significant one. I think there are many, many people we have, for example, at KPFK, one of our programmers is on the board of the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California. I think that we can identify many people like him who'd be in a position to appeal to the membership of very large and substantial organizations that are, as it says, in general alignment with Pacifica's mission, who seek and encourage large-scale enrollment of their members as listener sponsors. And so I know that there are many trade unions in Southern California. I'm a member of the teachers union still as a retiree. Other members of our board are in other unions such as SEIU and elsewhere. I think in the condition of a well-designed, well-orchestrated national campaign, we would have the wherewithal to seek out large-scale membership. And I think this is preferable to looking for deep pockets, sugar daddies, to fund anything. This also specifies that the funding is to balance the budget of Pacifica as a whole, including funding the already delayed elections. The other aspect of it, I think, is that I don't think I agree with the idea of having some funding, special programming. I think we have some years ago, I was on the National Programming Committee and urged something similar. I think that the unique role that Pacifica can play as a free speech medium and a community-oriented radio platform is to break through the screen that keeps many, many significant issues and solutions that are being discussed and promoted at the grassroots level that don't make it into the normal media coverage of the elections that are treated as, you know, kind of some kind of horse race. And so I think that since I think we need to raise quite a bit of money, this is a proposal to do that for the elections and in general by doing the special programming a couple times a month, really. We only have 2 months left in this fiscal year, and the new fiscal year begins October 1st, and we're not going to begin it in very good shape. So this would give us August and September, October, and into November to do some significant national programming that could also attract listeners because we're offering content that probably nobody else is. So that's the basis of the motion. I think it speaks to the fiscal crisis we're facing and to the need to really engage very, very broadly with people who need to understand what Pacifica can do for this society if it was adequately funded. Thank you.
Carol, for this back.
Go ahead.
I think there's a lot of really important things in this motion. The one concern I have, and I would like to amend it delete to raise funds nationally to help balance Pacifica's books. And I would like to cut out those words because, and I'll tell you, the recent PRA fund drive for 2 days raised $31,000, you know, and that's really low. And a lot of the stations are doing a lot of fundraising right now. They're in fund drive a lot of days. I know at KPFA, because people are very, very upset about having to donate money and having it go to other stations. When people at KPFA pitch, they don't pitch for, you know, let's help other stations that have not been able to pay their bills. They're pitching to keep KPFA on the air. And so people do not want to donate to Pacifica right now because they resent the amount of money that's being taken to go to Pacifica. But I think they would pay. I think they would donate for an election because they want to have an election. So I would move to drop to raise funds nationally to help balance Pacifica's books and I support everything else.
Teresa for the stack.
Yeah.
Okay, so hang on a second. Just procedurally, I think that was being offered as an amendment. Is there a second for that?
I'll second that.
Okay.
May I
All
speak,
right, I heard,
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I heard Teresa and then I think Vanessa also.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I think it's a given that our development committee and our strategic planning and all of the stations are working on overall fundraising to pay their bills and pay for their staff. I think that it's a given we're going to do that anyway. So I don't think it's necessary that we have that in here.
Okay, thank you. Vanessa?
I oppose the amendment because it is a network of stations. It just is. And KPFK, has been helped out in the past, given, I think someone said at some other meeting, $1 million. So, yeah, when people give, they envision that it's going to go to their station, but their station is tied to the network, the success of the network. And we help each other back and forth over the years. So I think it makes sense to balance the budget. I think maybe listeners only know that money is being used for the network because they're being told it's used for the network and they're being discouraged from contributing, based on that information. So I oppose the amendment.
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol, and then I'll call myself.
Yeah, I just want to say, yes, KPFA was loaned $1 million in the past, but KPFA's building was taken, paid for by donors that cost over $1 million, and KPFA has contributed $5 million in past monies for past loans that were made that have not been repaid. So, and KPFA contributes more to the network than any other station in terms of central service fees and is not getting back the services that they should be getting because the other stations are not paying their part. So, anyway, I do support this motion.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay. And Myla.
Okay. All right. I have myself and then Teresa and Myla. I want to explain why I did put that language in. It doesn't talk about funding other stations. It says to help balance Pacifica's books. Pacifica as a whole has to operate, in the black, and we're not as a whole. And I think trying to fund the election in a situation where the whole ship is sinking is problematic and, foolish or foolhardy. I think that we can make a strong case to everyone that having a healthy and solvent Pacifica as a whole, within which is the context that the elections would take place, given that they are already delayed because of financial constraints, not just on individual stations, but on the national office. So I think that I would vote for the motion as it stands and not amend it. Thank you. I think I had Teresa and then Myla, and then let's try to go to the vote.
Well, I would like, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Teresa Allen, and I'm with KPFT Radio in Houston. And at the risk of repeating myself, I would just like to remind people that as an election committee, we're saying that we can't hold elections because we don't, because Pacifica doesn't have enough money. I think that we, on other committees and in other capacities, we are working to raise money for our stations. But I think that this motion should deal with our commitment to use our creativity and our, well, I guess, our passion to motivate people to donate for the election so we can have these elections. Because I think that not having these elections, not having elections or having problems with elections has many instances really discouraged our listeners who were under the impression that they would have a say in some things per our bylaws. They thought they were empowered to have some decision-making in that instance. So I'm all for raising money, and I certainly will no matter what, but I think it would be better if this motion just focuses on raising for the election.
Okay, thank you. Myla?
Yeah, you know, I agree with Teresa. Thank you. This is Myla from KPFK. And I am just wondering whether we're crossing a line as a committee. We don't have purview over programming. So I'm just wondering whether it's out of order for us to be mandating programming. I suppose that, you know, it would be good to, I'm just a little ambivalent about dictating to the network that they undertake any programming in particular, since we are not a programming committee, we're the elections committee, but I'm ambivalent. So I just
wanted to
hold on, I'm not done, please. I also would like to say that I agree with Teresa in terms of if we do go forward with this, that we should be talking specifically about raising money for elections and excise the words about balancing Pacifica's books. And now I'm done.
So, again, if I can just respond briefly, the motion is a suggestion or a recommendation to the Pacifica National Board. They're the ones who do any mandating if it takes place. Is there anyone wish to speak in opposition to the amendment? Okay. Is there any objection to the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to vote. So the amendment is to strike the words to help balance Pacifica's books and just leave it as raise funds for the election. On that amendment.
Wait, point of information.
Yes.
We're taking the words out of balancing the books, but what did you say after that? I thought we were
fund. It would just leave in the part that says the fund.
Okay, thanks for the clarification.
Okay, so in that amendment, Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Teresa Allen says yes.
Violetta Diamond?
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
William Heerwagon?
No.
Mike Lewis?
No.
Sean McPherson?
Yes.
Myla Reeson?
Yes.
Dawn Rhodes?
No.
Minerva Sands, I don't think, is here. Lily Kimura?
Yes.
Chair votes no. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no. Motion is defeated. The amendment is defeated. On the main motion, is there any objection?
I object.
Okay, we'll vote on the main motion. Carol Wolfley?
No.
Lisa Allen?
I'm sorry, Lisa. Can you hear me?
No, now I can.
Okay, I pass.
Motion?
I'm sorry, I pass.
Okay, I did not hear you. Violetta Diamond?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
William Heerwagon?
Yes.
Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Sean McPherson?
Yes.
Myla Reeson?
Pass.
Is that a pass?
Yes, it is.
Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Lily Kimura?
Pass.
I'm here.
I'm sorry, who is that who said I'm here?
Avelia.
Oh, hi, Avelia. Okay, hang on a second.
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Avelia, we're voting on the motion that was in the draft agenda.
Yes.
It's the first one about fundraising regarding a membership, off-air membership campaign, and on-air special programming through the elections. I believe we struck the language about fundraising to balance the specific of the books, and it just says to raise funds for the.
No,
we did not. Sorry,
no,
we did not. Sorry, that amendment failed. So it's as it's written. Going back, I had a pass by Lisa Allen.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, I'm confused about what we're voting for now. Aren't we voting on your motion as amended?
Yes.
It was not amended.
Okay.
The amendment failed, and so we're voting on the main motion.
The amendment failed. Okay.
And how do you vote on the main motion you passed in the first round?
I'll say yes.
Okay, thank you. I have a pass from Sean McPherson. John, do you wish to vote?
I'm sorry, who are you talking to?
Sean McPherson, you passed, I think, on the first round?
No, I did not pass. I voted yes.
Okay. Sorry, yes, okay. To keep track of. I'm sorry. Lily, you passed. Is that right?
Yes.
And Lily, you're voting yes?
No, I passed.
Yeah, you passed. How do you wish to vote?
No, I...
Hello,
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Lily Kimura. You passed on the first round through, but now we're finishing the tally. So you need to vote one way or the other, or abstain?
Abstain.
Hello, this is Dee Dee Halleck. I had terrible time getting on. I have very bad reception here. Could you read the motion so I could hear what the motion is?
Yes, it was the motion that was in the draft agenda. Move that the election committee recommends to the PNB to launch an immediate and ongoing off-air membership drive with high-quality design implementation, focusing on identifying supporters and allies with influence in mass membership organizations and communities in general in alignment with Pacifica's mission to seek and encourage large-scale enrollment of their members as listener sponsor members of Pacifica stations. Further, move that the election committee recommends to the PNB that it mandate a series of twice-monthly national days of special programming beginning in August and continuing to and through the November elections, focusing on overcoming voter suppression and other threats to democracy and on suppression and censorship of critical social, economic, and political issues not being sufficiently addressed in corporate media coverage of the elections. To raise funds nationally to help balance Pacifica's books and fund the already delayed delegate elections. So we're voting on that now, and you can vote or you can abstain. That was in the draft agenda, if you got it, or it's up on KPFDX, also on the agenda.
Okay.
Did you wish to vote?
Can I abstain and vote?
Sure. Okay. Right. Your attendance is noted. Avelio, did you wish to vote? You also came on.
I'll vote yes.
And Michael, this is Myla. I did pass before, and I will vote yes.
All right, I'm trying to find you. You won't believe what my email looks like, trying to keep track of these votes. There you are. Yes, you passed, and you're voting yes now. Thank you.
Correct. Thank you.
Did you get my vote, Michael?
I'm sorry, who is that?
Avelia, did you get my vote yes?
Yes, I got your yes vote, Avelia.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
And Violetta, I dropped off. I see we're voting again. I don't know if you passed by me or not.
I think
she already got your vote.
I believe you. Let me see. All right.
This is the same vote, Violetta.
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
Sorry.
I have.
Okay.
This is one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, yes. I'm sorry. So 11, yes, one no, and one abstention. So that passes. I can go back to here. All right. Okay, moving on, we have also a cost-cutting motion. Move that the election committee recommends to the PNB that it direct the ED to swiftly and before the end of the current fiscal year require station management to complete the process of developing and maintaining accurate, current, and deduped membership lists of all listener-sponsored members of each station and of staff members paid and unpaid at each station, including the vetting of staff lists with the existing staff to ensure this is an accurate and complete roster of all staff members with accurate current contact information. Any objection to that motion?
Yeah, William. Oh, I have a concern anyway.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
The mention of lists for paid and unpaid staff. That's one group. That's not two groups.
Right.
So
it says staff members. You want to strike paid and unpaid?
Yeah, just staff is adequate because we don't need paid and unpaid separate for any reason.
Okay. Any objections to striking paid and unpaid, just leaving it as of staff members in each station?
I object. Okay, this is Milo.
Okay. I'm going to have to put this to the vote. It doesn't specify that it's a separate list. It's one list of staff. It just specifies that it has to include both the paid and unpaid staff.
This is Milo. May I speak to my objection?
Go ahead.
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with being explicit here, and I think that we have had problems in the past in terms of knowing who's who and what's what, and the more detail, the better. I don't think it's onerous to ask for the designation of individuals and to know whether they are paid or unpaid.
I'll just call myself. The reason I felt it was important to actually specify unpaid is that I think that the unpaid staff are often given short shrift and ignored, and there's less attention paid to them and to keeping accurate records of their membership and participation and including them in staff meetings, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not going to go with all of that, but that's why I just specified paid and unpaid. I think that my experience in the last election, the National Election Supervisors sent around a list that they had been provided by management at the stations of the staff. And the list, unfortunately, was alphabetized by first name and didn't specify what the staff division was in the form. And I took it upon myself to, I'm sorry, could someone mute?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Could you
there's
say
a lot
again?
Of extraneous. Yes, there's a lot of extraneous noise. I was asking if somebody can mute who's not speaking. I said the last time there was an election, the NES sent out a list of staff members at each station that they had been provided by the management of the station, and all of those lists were woefully inadequate and incorrect. I took it upon myself to turn it into a spreadsheet alphabetized by last name with a place for people to put in what show or assignment they had, et cetera, and sent it out back to the five stations and to people to try to vet. But it had things like Margaret Prescott was listed as a staff member at WPFW, for example. So I think that it's imperative that these lists are maintained, and I think that it would save a lot of grief in the election process and a lot of needless time. And I think making sure that all the unpaid staff are also included in that list is vital and important because that's the bulk of our. Please mute if you're not speaking.
Carol, for the staff.
Yeah, if I can just finish my thought. The bulk of our programming is provided by unpaid staff. So I prefer to have the specification left as it is. Go ahead, Carol.
This is related to this motion, and I do support this motion. I think it's really important, and I agree with that, paid and unpaid. And I also wondered, Michael, if you could share with us, you had mentioned at the working group that you had a list of the current membership for each station. And I wondered if – and. There was a discussion about membership was down, and I wondered if you could share those numbers with us, with the election committee. Because that obviously has an impact
hang on a second. Let me see if I can find it on my email. Just a second.
Hello?
Yeah, hang on. I'm trying to check my email or the list. Just a second. I'm
we've gone from extraneous noise to dead air.
I can't find it right now. I will look for it and forward it to people, but membership is down at many of the stations, certainly at KPFK, and reflected in, you know, our treasurer, you know, sent around the proceeds from our most recent fund drive, which was in part in June and most of July, before June, continued in June and into July, and many hours, you know, had no donations whatsoever, and other hours had, you know, maybe two or three donations. And I think that this reflects the decline in membership and the decline in donors. I'll leave it at that. I will look through my email. I can't do it now.
Thank you.
William, did you wanted to strike paid and unpaid? Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay, who's that seconding it?
That's Vanessa.
Okay. All right, we're going to vote on striking paid and unpaid then.
I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Chair, point of order, I think. You were looking for a second to strike paid and unpaid?
Yes, William here, where I wanted to strike the words paid and unpaid from the motion that we're considering right now.
I misunderstood. I don't agree with that. So I misunderstood. I withdraw.
Okay. All right. If there's no second, I think we're just going to move to vote on the whole motion as it is then. I'll read it again for the stream and for everybody. Move that the election committee recommends to PNB that it direct the ED to swiftly and before the end of the current fiscal year require station management to complete the process of developing and maintaining accurate current and deduped membership lists of all listeners, sponsor members of each station, and of staff members paid and unpaid at each station, including the vetting of staff lists for the existing staff to ensure this is an accurate and complete roster of all staff members with accurate current contact information. Any objection to that motion? Okay, hearing none, that is adopted. I had a couple of things on the agenda regarding future meetings. We're not going to do the email ballot because we postponed the election for the secretary until the next meeting. And I did circulate a potential motion for that process if we need to do it. The other things on the agenda regarding next meetings, I had two things that I wanted to discuss with people. Oh, well, I don't know. We're 5:49. What time did we say we were going to end by? Was that 6, 9 Eastern? Is that right? So we have about 10, 11 minutes. I don't think we really get into the timeline discussion. So additional meetings, my suggestion is that we meet sooner than we had scheduled. And I have two proposals. One is that we schedule an additional working group meeting open to public participation via Zoom on Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 Central. We're brainstorming on a timeline for holding the already delayed delegate elections. And the second one is that the reschedule our August meeting to the second Tuesday instead of the third, because we have mandated by the TV to come up with a proposal for a timeline, and we haven't done it yet. But let's talk about the first one first. The first is to have a second public Zoom meeting, a working group meeting that the public can attend via Zoom to participate and to discuss brainstorming on the timeline for holding the already delayed delegate elections. Any discussion?
This is Vanessa to the stack.
Yes, go ahead.
We previously said that this is what we wanted to do, so I agree in principle with moving forward with it.
Someone mute or something? I don't know what that was. Thank you. Well, let me ask, are there any objections to holding another open working group meeting by Zoom? And to that date, it's not a weekend, but it's open on KPFTX, and it's fairly early.
Yeah, Carol, what time?
The point of information, Myla.
Okay, I think I heard Carol. I couldn't quite tell where that was. What's your question, Myla? We'll come back to Carol in a second.
Could you repeat the dates that you're proposing?
The date you proposed is Wednesday, August
3rd. Wait, hold on. You're breaking up, and could you start again, please?
Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022 at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 Central. For a Zoom working group meeting with public participation to brainstorm about the timeline for holding the already delayed delegate elections. So it's not a weekend, but I'm going to be out of town from the 20th.
Teresa for the stack.
Yeah, Teresa.
And my...
Okay, so...
And I was on the stack.
Okay, let me go after Carol.
All right. I have Carol, Teresa, and then Myla.
I do not see this as being productive until we as a group talk about timeline. I believe we need to sort out timeline. I was very, as I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, discouraged because, you know, someone came in and started kind of telling us, oh, we have to have a timeline, we have to have a timeline. We cannot set a timeline for an election until we know when there's going to be money for an election. And we have no idea. We just passed this motion about doing all these fundraisers. I mean, we have no idea how much those are going to raise. We have no idea how much money is going to go to helping Pacifica and how much is going to go to the elections. So I think it's really unwise for us to open things up and it just seems like chaos for people to come in and start, you know, just free associating with whatever when we don't have a clear proposal as a committee for a timeline. So I'm opposed to this.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay. I have Teresa, Myla, Vanessa, and I'll call them.
I agree to some degree with Carol. I also think that if we're going to plan something like that, people should have specific research assignments. I have no desire to just have people. Well, I mean, unless it's just going to be a brainstorming session, but I'm just not sure that. Well, I want to give us enough time, and I want people to have assignments before we do this. Otherwise, I'm not sure it's worth our time. And you said what's the date again? I thought it was August.
Wednesday, August 3rd. And then the second proposal is to have a meeting on the second Tuesday instead of the third Tuesday in August, the regular meeting.
Okay, thank you. I also think that August 3rd is too soon. As a national board member, sometimes I have 2, 3, or 4 meetings a week, and I just think it's too soon.
Okay, thank you. I think is it Myla and then Vanessa and then myself?
Thank you, Myla. This is Myla, and I agree with Teresa Allen. I think the third is definitely too soon.
Okay, thank you. Vanessa?
I know it's hard to pick a date. I think weekends are better. If possible, but that may not be possible. I'm going to take it off the speaker. I'm just going to keep it off the speaker. I'm sorry. So I think that the dates are hard to choose. I think for something like this, a weekend would be better, but that may not be possible given schedules. The whole point of having these meetings was for the purpose of getting feedback to inform the committee. So to say we shouldn't have it because we're getting feedback, I'm not quite clear about that part. I do agree to some extent with the idea that it's going to be hard to fashion a timeline before we know about the money. The money is a huge question mark, big old elephant question mark in the middle of the room. So I do agree with, you know, that aspect of it. But the whole point of doing this thing was to get feedback. People want to, you know, delay to, you know, sometime later. You know, I personally have no problems with that. But I don't think, I think the discussion on this committee has been really clear that there are people who insist on having an election, do or die, no matter what, drive us to the financial brink of death, the election do or die, and there are people who are like, we can't afford it, and we have no responsibility to kill ourselves financially in order to make it happen. So there are two very clear trains of thought, at least those two. So I don't think there's going to be a consensus, if that's what we're looking for, on this committee in terms of that guiding the decision. It depends on who shows up to a meeting in terms of how the votes go.
Thank you. Call myself. I originally proposed a third, thinking that we would have had some time on this agenda to discuss timeline, and we did not. So, you know, I'd be open to think putting it off maybe to the 7th. I do think we should try to meet as soon as possible as a committee to try to come up with some recommendation, because we were mandated by the PMB, that's my understanding, to bring a recommendation to them. We have not done so yet. We had one that was drafted in committee. It was substituted for, and there was something else that was sent to the PMB. I had been thinking about crafting another motion, which was to the effect that the National Finance Committee and the station and national management should be mandated to come up with a balanced budget that includes the elections at some point during, you know, this upcoming fiscal year. Obviously, the process is not going to begin anytime soon and can't begin without hiring at least a national election supervisor and some kind of contractor to count the ballots. So, I would like to schedule it, maybe if people are open to Sunday the 7th as a weekend, or the 14th. If it's the 14th, we would stick with our scheduled meeting on the third Tuesday. Our meeting is not posted yet for August. So the two things are linked in my mind. I'd like to have a open brainstorm with public participation first before we actually finalize anything, but I'd like to move on finalizing something. So what do people think about that proposal, that we would stick with the third Tuesday for our meeting? That would be the 16th of August, and the prior Sunday, the 14th, have a Zoom dialogue. And last time we did set up a working group, and unfortunately very few people participated, but we did come up with an outline of what the day would look like and some ideas. And I think we would do the same for this one. We would get some volunteers at this meeting to work on the agenda, to do some presentations, as Teresa was talking about, and so on. So I guess I'll offer my own motion.
This is Myla for the staff.
Go ahead, Myla.
Yeah, I am not available on the weekends generally, and from the feedback that I got from this last open working group with public participation, it's my understanding that it was chaotic and unproductive and a bad use of people's precious time. And so I would just like to schedule our next meeting at regular meeting as proposed. I think it's the third Tuesday of the month, or the second Tuesday of the month, and I am opposed to scheduling a working group to with public participation to work on a timeline at this time.
Mr. Chair?
This Minerva to the SAC.
Okay, go ahead, Minerva.
All right, and I'm sorry I joined late, but I'm glad that I did come on. I was able to get into the session that took place on Sunday, and I didn't see it as being chaotic, and maybe I missed something, but I thought it was very well put together, and I liked the comments that people were making regarding what was taking place. So I'm, for one, in favor of doing another one of those sessions, and I would be available for the 14th, and based on what was being done, I would do my best to try to be in some of the other working meetings that you would have. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. In that case, I'm going to try to put it to the vote because it is 6 o'clock. We're going to try to wrap up. So I'm going to suggest that not everybody has to be present. We did, not everybody was present last time. It is a working group. It's mainly to get input and feedback from the public regarding these issues. So I'm going to propose that we go ahead with the regularly scheduled meeting, which is for the third Tuesday, and therefore the Sunday prior, the 14th. Could be the same time for Pacific August, 7.
August 14th for this brainstorm. Is it, what are you calling it? A brainstorming session or what?
It's a public. We had to get it on KPFDX. We have to call it a working group, but essentially it is a public brainstorming session. Again, as last time, we would have a pre-meeting of a working group to work up an agenda and a presentation, some presentations, and then we would, take public comments. And we're not trying to make any decisions there. We're just trying to get input and feedback from, members of Pacifica and alert them to what the situation is. As Carol said, a lot of people are still not clear on how critical the financial situation is, and the whole point of the timeline is to try to find one that's financially feasible. So that's the current proposal. We would have a public Zoom brainstorm session on Sunday, August 14th, on focusing on the timeline. We would have a work group
by
4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, for 2 hours, 4 to 6 Pacific, 7 to 9 Eastern, 6 to 8 Central.
And this is supposedly to plan a fundraising,
This is on the question of a timeline. We would be soliciting people's input on the timeline.
Okay.
And then our regularly scheduled meeting would be the 16th. As I said, I haven't posted, but we have the meeting on the third Tuesday. And right now, the only national board meeting that's scheduled is on the 4th of August, but I assume they'll be scheduling additional meetings in August. And I will forward the motions that were passed today to them, and then hopefully we'll get a motion on the timeline, maybe as soon as the 16th, because the PMB does want something from us on that question.
So the only purpose, the only intent of the meeting on the 14th is to discuss a timeline.
Yes,
and then it would go from there and have to be approved by the Elections Committee, and from there it would go to the National Board, correct?
Yes. Are people okay with that?
This is Myla. I'm still in opposition.
Okay, but as I say, not everybody has to be there. It's going to be an informal brainstorming session, and I think we're not, nobody has to argue with ideas that are being put forward. Everybody can just say their piece. It doesn't have to be adversarial. Do we have to vote on it, or can we just
In opposition, Michael. This is my list.
I understand that. I'm asking if you're the only one opposing, do you want to put it to a vote, or can we just take note of your opposition?
Frankly, you can take note of my opposition, too. This is Teresa.
Okay. Carol, for this deck, I'm opposed.
Okay.
And I have opposition, too, because I work on Sundays.
Okay. Well, I started with Wednesday, but people...
I'm going to call the question.
Yeah, we're just going to vote on it. The proposal at this point is for Sunday the 14th. It's a brainstorm session. It's not a meeting of the committee, but obviously we will have a separate work group. People can volunteer to help plan that, and we'll have a meeting. I'll set it up and see what works for people who want to be on that. So that's, we're voting on the brainstorming session on the 14th, 4 to 6 Pacific, 7 to 9 via Zoom.
Point of information?
Yes.
Since we're going to vote on this motion, do we really need to vote on the 16th? Because that's our regularly scheduled meeting anyway.
Right. That's fine. We don't have to vote on the 16th. We'll just leave it at the 3rd. I originally had a motion to move it up, but that's not going to happen. So this is just on the brainstorm session on the 14th. Carol Wolfley?
No.
Teresa Allen?
Teresa Allen says no.
Violetta Diamond?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
This is going to be out of order because I'm looking at how I wrote it down before the guy was here. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Mike Lewis?
No.
Sean Kelly McPherson? Sean, are you there? How do you vote? Going back to him. Myla Reeson?
No.
Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Lily Kimura?
No.
Dee Dee Halleck?
Yes.
Avelia Jones?
No.
Chair votes yes. Is there anybody on the call? Sean Kelly McPherson? I want to hear him. Anybody else who joined? Okay, so I have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no. All right, that passes.
We're actually 6 no and 7 yes, Michael.
All right. If you can send me your tally, because what my screen looks like, you just make me cross-eyed at this point. I'm trying to do it inside an email. That's right. Okay. Can't have that many screens open. It still passes. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct.
Okay. So I will set that up, and I'll email people and see if we can set up. If anybody wants to be part of a working group to prepare for that, we'll do it. We did last time we tried to set that up, only Carol and I were on it, but we did come up with an agenda and a time plan and so on, and some topics. So we'll do the same for this one. And the next meeting would be as regularly scheduled, the 3rd Tuesday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, and I'll set that up as well in KPFDX. So in that case, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
So move.
Thank you.
Teresa Allen moved to adjourn.
Okay, thank you. Any objection? Sorry,
no.
None? I'm sorry, who is that?
That's Mike.
Oh, no objection. All right.
No objection.
Thank you. All right. All right, thank you all. I think it was a productive meeting, and look forward to the next ones. All right, thank you. Have a good evening.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.